My name is Braun Huesenstam, and I'm a publicist. So some background about the competition that's taking place is the Billabong Pipe Masters. It's basically the Super Bowl of surfing. So the World Surf League has 10 contests around the world, and this is the final one. So this will be crowning the champion and the world champion for surfing. Now, John Florence, who's the Hawaiian prodigy, he actually wrapped up the title at the last event, which was in Portugal. But everybody moves to the North Shore, and this is the crown jewel. I think outside of winning the world championships, winning the Pipe Masters is the next greatest feat for a professional surfer.
So this is the one everybody waits for, really.
This is it. This is the Super Bowl. This is the Masters. This is the, you know, the Daytona Beach. This is surfing's big one.
And what makes this one better than Sunset or the other one?
Well, I think the main reason that Pipeline is not only the biggest in Hawaii, but the biggest around the world is just for the scope of the waves. I mean, you have this incredible, you know, it can be as big as like 40-foot faces, and they break so close to the beach. You get that incredible ride of being in the barrel, and for everyone in attendance, it's right in front of you. The picturesque palm trees, the sun, the offshore breeze, I mean, it really just doesn't get any better. It's just iconic for the sport of surfing.
And then what are things that you guys need once the holding bracket opens up, you need to call it on?
Right. So they have the waiting period from the 8th to the 20th. Obviously, if they don't get good surf, they'll have to run it towards the end. The competitions usually take about 3 days. But for them, they're really just looking for a good size, not too big where it's unsurfable or not good for competition. For them, like an 8 to 12 foot west swell with light offshore winds is perfect.
But this is unlike the eddy. This is something that they have to run. Right.
Right. So they've got the eddy has a, I believe it's either 8 or 10 week waiting period, and then everybody from around the world is kind of on hold. This one, they actually have to be there because they'll be told the night before. So it's part of a bigger world championship tour. So for them, they're there from the 8th to the 20th, and they have to run to complete it. So it's happened before, you know, where it's been only 2 to 3 feet, and you just hope that that's not the case. 2 to 3 foot Hawaiian, 2 to 3 foot Californian. I think they've had a few that it's been both, but you know, usually, and you give Hawaii 2 weeks, and it'll turn on enough to at least get some incredible rides. So, I mean, it happens at all the events. They all have waiting periods. So, you know, every once in a while, it can just be terrible, and that's just is what it is. But, I mean, for me as an ex-professional surfer, I think that's super interesting, too, because you still got to be really good at it. But it's definitely not as exciting for the casual observer to watch them surf in those waves. Everybody loves it when it's, you know, when the guys are getting spit out of barrels. So that's kind of always the goal, no matter where it is in the world.
What's it like to be a competitor in this whole thing?
Right. I think as far as being a competitor, it really is an honor. I mean, these guys train all year round. You know, they're the best in the world. They're the best from Hawaii. So for them, you know, this is the peak. This is the kind of thing you dream about as a kid. Now, pipe can get to the point where it gets very, very big, and some of the guys are more comfortable in that than others. So there can be some opportunities where, you know, some guys might be like, oh, man, I'm so nervous. It is gigantic out there. But for most of the guys, they just can't wait to get out there and perform. And then because Pipeline is such an amazing and world-class wave, everybody loves being out there with only a couple other guys in the lineup, because when Pipe is doing his thing, it can be, you know, very, very crowded.
I was going to say, there's 3 per heat, right?
Yeah, 3 per heat. And then in the first round, and then what they do is they have an overlap, so there's 4 people out there at the same time, but only 2 are competing, and they have the priority of the first 2 waves.
So, I mean, it becomes like a dream wave then, because, I mean, everything's cleared out for you.
Right, and it's like getting a fastball down the middle in baseball. You're out there, and the wave is coming right to you, and the judges are saying that you have priority, and you can be exactly where you want to be and take off exactly where you want, and it's a dream come true for everybody involved.
But with that said, as far as like, I mean, what's it like, you know, as far as like, you know, sucking up really fast is something it's...
Right. And taking off on a wave at Pipeline, it is a full commitment. I mean, it's a different in the fact that you're really looking to ride in the barrel or in the tube or however you want to say it. That's the main goal, and that's what they're going to get scored the highest points for. And that's really the dream of any surfer. That's the pinnacle of surfing is to get inside the barrel. So you're really just trying to line that up, which is why Pipe is so great, because it does it as well as anywhere in the world. So when you paddle into one of these waves, you look down and you're really taking all of those skills from a lifetime of surfing and trying to implement that in a few subtle movements to be able to get down the face, negotiate the barrel, and get flying out to the roar of the crowd, which makes it even better. When the crowd yells from being out in the lineup, you can completely hear them. They're, you know, a mere 50 yards away. And that's what makes Pipe so great as a spectator sport, is the closest to a wave like that you can really get And it's just, you know, it's a phenomenal viewing experience for anybody on the island. It's highly recommended.
And with that said, what makes Pipe so dangerous?
Yeah, what makes Pipe so dangerous is the size of the waves and then the reef underneath. So most waves break on a very consistent ratio between, you know, size of the swell and the depth. And what happens with Pipe, the way the wave turns over so much like that is it goes from deep to shallow really fast, and that's what creates that. So for a surfer, it's a dream, because the reason Pipe is because it's one of the only waves like that in the world that has that kind of hollow barrel that you can get in. And, you know, it so much makes it so much fun and exciting. But at the same time, a lot of danger comes with that because of the way that the reef is structured. So that really adds to it and adds to the thrill. So for the surfer that does get that amazing wave, they know that there was danger associated with that. And that makes it even more exciting for them.